So we are now in our, we're going back. So we move forward, but now we go have to go back. Because this is a very beautiful series about miracles. And let's look at what are the objective. What is the objective of this? We believe that God works miracles today by the power of the Holy Spirit to bless people and advance His kingdom. We are believing God for miracles that will testify to His power and create new opportunities for the gospel to advance. God is giving us experience miracles in our lives so that we could testify His power. We could testify His goodness. We could testify His love. We could testify His faithfulness. We are now on we're going back to week 3, healing the paralyzed man. Now, let's all stand up as we give reverence to the Word of God. Let's all read John 5, verse 6 to 9. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. The day was Sabbath. Let's commit this time to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to preach your gospel again this morning. Thank you, O Lord God, for this beautiful message, O Lord God, that you will be giving us today. And I pray, O Lord God, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, O Lord God, to accept, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, this message, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord God, please anoint my lips, O Lord God, as I deliver your message today. And I pray that we will not leave this place, Lord God, empty-handed. Rather filled, O Lord God, filled, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, filled, Lord, with your wisdom, filled with your grace, filled with inspiration coming from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all sit down. Okay. Since I am an art teacher, so I will be giving you some things that I want you to look at. Okay? So, first things first, I want you to look at this picture. This is the healing at the pool of Bethesda. And I want you to look. If you are one of them, who are you? Are you the one that is one of those sick that is looking for a miracle? Are you the one that is the paralyzed man? Or are you the one that his disciples that are looking for miracles? So picture yourself. If I am in that place, where are you? In John chapter 5, verse 1, 2 says, "After this was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches." Now, you will see here, it is not stated what kind of feast that they are celebrating. But there was a feast and Jesus was there. And then Bethesda, you will see there, what does Bethesda mean? So Bethesda means house of mercy. In other, as I was researching, it was also called as house of kindness. House of forgiveness. So there's a big belief there that pool is a miracle pool. That's why people are flocking there sick people are flocking there because they are looking for mercy. They are looking for miracles. They are looking for kindness. How many of you here are looking for miracle? For a miracle? Anybody? I know some of you are looking for a miracle in the womb, financial miracle, spiritual miracle. There's a lot of miracles out there, or healing miracle. And God wants you to experience that. That's why today's topic, Jesus wants you to discover your Bethesda, to be in a position to receive His miracles and to obey and to make Him known in the world today. God wants you to be that paralyzed man, ready to receive His miracles so that you could preach the gospel. So let's move now to our points. I want you to reflect on your condition. You will see here, in this lay a great multitude of sick people because it is Bethesda, house of grace, sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, everything is there. Maybe there are leprosy there, people who are really sick are there. So imagine yourselves during the COVID-19 times, you went to the hospital and then there were a lot of people sick. That is the condition of Bethesda. And then you will see here, right? For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whosoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now, there's a fact here. Not all Bible translations have verse 4. ESV doesn't have. NIV doesn't have. NKJV, you will see verse 4. King James Version, you will see verse 4. Why? Because in the olden times, there's no printer yet. How do they write? Scribes. So, because it is what? Manually done, errors will be present. And so there will be some people that will check it and then they will annotate at the sides that it is missing. Maybe one of the earlier manuscripts got that one with the annotations. It doesn't contain the verse 4. But in later ones, 4 is added. So you don't be surprised. I don't have verse 4. Is this a typographical error? It is in the annotations. You will see. NIV has an annotation. ESV has an annotation but it's not part of the text itself. But it's there annotated. And you will see here that there is a belief that what? An angel of the Lord will stir up that water. Imagine you are in a pool that has been stagnant for years. And then they are looking for what? Someone to stir it up. A ripple. And they believe that when there's a ripple, they have to go there and get healed. Now, a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. I have highlighted 38 years and later I will go back to it. And then, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he was already have been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" And Jesus said to him, "Rise up, take your bed and walk." Now, church, there, I want you to reflect on these questions. Okay? Reflect on these questions. Because as we read the text, you know that there are questions that God is asking you right now. Number one, are you someone who is still believing in cultures that your forefathers have practiced? Yeah. Do you still do those things that believe that, okay, wear this, you will get pregnant, okay, do this, pray this, you will have a lot of money, Okay? There are also things that, okay, you get your cash and put it in front of your stall so that you will have blessings and cash for the day. There are a lot of cultures, right? And some of us are still what? Holding on to it. And during that time, during at the pool at Bethesda, you will see that they are believing for what? For a myth. That an angel is what? Stirring up that pool of water and that whoever goes there will get healed. It's the same. Are you still holding on those things? Are you still believing on those things that what? That are myth. Imagine, you have a car. You have a key. Okay, can you open a BMW with your key? Can you open other things with your key? No. You cannot unlock a miracle if your key is wrong. Whatever key you have, it only opens to your car. It doesn't open a Tesla. Okay? So that's why you are not receiving a miracle because you are still holding on those beliefs that your forefathers have practiced. And you will see that Christ is asking you that question in verse 4. Next question. What is your current condition? I asked you before, who among you here in the picture before? Who are you in that picture? What is your current condition? Do you need a miracle? That is in verse 3. And then there's another question. How long have you been suffering and longing for a miracle? Is it 38 years? You know, I back in the Philippines, one of my dreams was owning a business. And the Lord has blessed me, not just one, but three businesses. I had a consultancy, which also creates like half like handicraft. I had a computer shop. I had a pharmacy. Three. Imagine, three. And God willed it. God made us experience that. But have you experienced that sometimes your dreams becomes a nightmare? You've been dreaming for that. You've been dreaming for this. It is becoming a nightmare. God willed it so that I would learn. The first one that died is the consultancy. Because I don't have anything to work and I have workers and I'm giving them work just to sustain them, but I'm not being sustained anymore, so I have to close it down. Then the pharmacy is going okay to the point that all of our old clients died. So all of those giving us sales for the day died already. And then our sales plummeted. And then the one that is sustaining the pharmacy is our internet shop. So it's bad. It's bad. So I have to close down the pharmacy. And then the internet cafe is always break even for 7 years. It's like you have to what? You have to forecast your sales until the end of the month, until the next month, or else I will close down as well. And when God made me realize, I still remember one when I went to church in Victory Imus, Pastor Jonathan Aron was preaching there. One of his topics is breakthrough. And my wife saw me cry after that message. And God stirred up my heart. Not the pools, but my heart. Stirred up my heart. See? Is this what you want for your life? I gave it to you. Is this what you want for your life? God said, are you ready to let it go? Say, let it go, let it go. So God wants me to let it go. So I asked the Lord, Lord, I surrender. I want to let go of everything. But one thing I would ask, please help me pay my debts. Please help me return the money of my sister and my parents. It's up to you then. You know how the Lord answered? Hospitalization of rain. Drained all of my savings because I don't have a health card. After 3 months, hospitalization of rain again. But this time, the Lord says, ask your friend if he could buy your internet cafe. He bought my internet cafe for 15,000 ringgit. Paid all of my debts. Paid my mom, my dad, my sister. Paid. Started again from zero. And then this came. Where I am right now is the result of that obedience. This is the result of that miracle. And now, verse 6, do you need healing? A breakthrough? A miracle? Are you that paralyzed man that needs healing? A breakthrough? A miracle in your life? So as you sit there, ask yourselves this question. So like, there are a lot of pictures here. Cultures, cultures, cultures. But those cultures are bringing you down because you are believing it wrongly. And then I will answer that 38 years. Who among you here is doing Leadership 215? Don't be discouraged. There's a beauty of God's word. Especially right now, we're doing what? Old Testament survey. And you will see here, there it's 38 years. If you will parallel it, Deuteronomy 2:14 says, and when the time we took it from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the valley of Zared was 38 years. Until the generation of men of was consumed from the midst of the camp, just as the Lord has sworn to them. Imagine, we all know it's 40 years, right? Why is it 38? Because 2 years from Goshen to Kadesh Barnea, it only took 2 years. 38 years was they wandered in the wilderness because of disobedience, disbelief. It started during the time that Moses asked for the 12 spies. And then they didn't believe. Only two. So that's why the curse to them is that no first generation of Israelites from Goshen will step in the promised land. Imagine that. 38 years. Have you been waiting for a breakthrough for what? 38 years or more? 10 years or more? Because God wants you to receive a miracle. Now, point number two. know the real miracle giver. It is not about what? It is not about your beliefs. It is not about your customs. It is only about the real miracle giver. There's only one, and that is Jesus Christ. And then Jesus saw him lying there, knew that he already had been in that condition for a long time. Imagine that. It's only Jesus who can give you miracle. That you will see here that Jesus is a very compassionate God. You will see here that Jesus knows the condition you are currently facing. Even though you are not praying, God knows your condition. God sees the struggles, the pains in your heart that God wants you, that you are suffering right now. Jesus is asking you if you want to be well. Sometimes, right? We are too prideful. That's a fact. We are too prideful of what? Too prideful of what? Of asking help for others, being prayed for. But God is telling you today, are you ready to be well? No, imagine that, right? 38 years, imagine. Imagine yourself, you are in this room 38 years. You're not going out. Someone just gives you a... And then the world is changing outside. And then what? And then suddenly what? God, the Lord is asking you, do you want to be made well? When God makes you well, do you go back to your previous condition? No. No one made well goes back to their old ways. You're already healed and then you're still there. Oh, I'm just going to stay here in the pool, waddle my feet because I have a lot of friends here. No. You don't go back. You don't go back to the place where you got your miracle. No, you move forward. So God is asking you, are you ready? When God makes you, when God gives you the miracle, am I ready to accept it? Am I ready to move forward? And then Jesus is the Almighty God who is very capable to give you a miracle today. No other God is available but only Jesus Christ, the one true living God. The Alpha and the Omega, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. There's no other one. And now we go to our third point. God wants you to receive God's miracle today. Not tomorrow, today. So if you are ready to receive that miracle, it is today. You look at verse 9. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. It is now. You are believing for God's miracle after the service, and if you want pastor to pray for you, the leaders to pray for you, later after the service, we will pray for you. Because there's only God can make you well immediately. We've been talking about miracles. He is powerful over fear. He is powerful over elements. He is powerful over everything. That's why he is called God. And all things are possible to God. How do you receive the miracle in your life? Number one, turn away from old beliefs. If you are still harboring that old belief in your life, God is telling you, surrender it. Time for you to surrender your old beliefs. Believe in Jesus Christ, the real miracle giver. No one else can give you a miracle, a breakthrough in your life. Only Jesus can. And you will see here, obey the Lord. Obedience is on time. You'll see here, right? And walk. Took up the bed and what? Walk. Imagine if he didn't obey. Did he receive the miracle? No. If you want to receive your miracle, you have to obey. All, when you obey, church, God wants you to obey on time. God wants you to obey consistently. God wants you to obey all the time. And your obedience should be complete as well. You cannot obey 99.9%. Obey 100% always. Now, you will see here as well in our fourth point that God wants you not just to receive the miracle today, but God wants you to continuously receive God's miracle. It's not just one time, big time. What's that, lotto? What's that, a lottery? No, it's not. God wants you to be blessed. Not just one time, but blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing because of your obedience. You will see here in verse 14, see, you have been made well. Sin no more. Let a worse thing come upon you. You know that that's a warning from the Lord? God didn't give you a miracle to go back in your old ways. But if you go back to the old ways, God is telling you, lest worse thing come upon you. So when you obey what God is telling you, obey completely. Obey consistently. You don't go back to your old ways. Because God is warning us. When you receive God's miracle, God wants you to continuously receive His miracles on a different basis. That's why I'm here testifying you different testimonies, because that is miracle after miracle after miracle. I will testify that. I will testify the goodness of the Lord because of this. The Lord. And then you will see here, walk in complete obedience to the Lord. And lastly, let Him be known. You know what the paralytic did after? The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. He didn't say, "Oh, I'm well now because someone." No, Jesus. This man told people that it is Jesus who healed him. That's very important. You don't receive your miracle. You don't receive your breakthrough. And then you don't acknowledge God. You don't use that miracle so that you could preach the gospel. Use that miracle that you receive in your life to preach the gospel, to preach Jesus to others. Testify your miracle to others to see Jesus Christ, the real miracle giver. As I close today, I want you to look at this picture. Why did Jesus make this miracle on this particular paralytic man? There's so many there, right? So many. Why? Why? You might be asking, right? I'm going to give you some art lesson today as we close. Look at this too. This picture, you will see what? All black. This is the condition of Bethesda before Jesus arrived. This is the condition of Bethesda after, he healed the paralytic man. Can you see the difference? The word is emphasis. God wants you to be blessed so that your life can be an emphasis of God's power. Don't be someone that you're asking for a breakthrough, you're asking for a miracle, and then what happens to you? You go back on the situation. When the time that the Lord has blessed you exceedingly, abundantly, and overflowingly, is that the time that you go back and party? Is that the time that you go back and drinking and doing things that are not pleasing to the Lord? God is telling you, when God gives you a miracle, that miracle will be sustained day to day, month to month, year to year. But as long as you testify that it is God that is doing it for you, you're making other people know God through the miracles that God is doing in your life. And that is what God wants you to experience today. Jesus wants you to be in a position to receive His miracles, to make Him known today. Let's all stand up, church, as we close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, O Lord, for this beautiful message that you have given us. Truly, Lord, you are the miracle worker, the miracle giver, O Lord God. I pray, O Lord God, that we will see ourselves, O Lord God, wanting for healing, wanting for a miracle, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord God, when we receive that miracle, that breakthrough, O Lord God, I pray, give us the passion, O Lord, to testify your goodness, your name, your blessing to others, O Lord God, that they may know Christ as well. Lord, thank you so much, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord God, make this message dwell in our hearts, O Lord God, knowing that you are the miracle worker. You are the one who continuously gives miracles, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord God, help us, Lord, to walk in obedience. Help us, Lord, to have that passion, Lord, so others will know Christ through our lives as we shine your name so brightly. That our lives will be an emphasis, O Lord God, of your power, your love, your compassion, your greatness, O Lord. We praise you and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God.